listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Rodney. Great to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, I'm so excited because we've set this up in a studio, but I can still see you, and I had no idea how important that is, because when you do an interview and you can't see someone,
yeah,
you can't see when they want to talk or they want to cough or they got more. It's so much better. Now, what do you do for New Zealand doctors speaking out on science?
Well, thank you. I started working with NZD SOS in November 2021 after my position was mandated from a hospital in Nelson. I worked as a day-stay department coordinator, and my background is a lymphatic drainage therapist. So I've been working in an administrative capacity for NZD SOS. I look after our professional members, the website, our posts, emails. We've just organised two big conferences in New Zealand, and also Red Remembrance Day, which will be our third year this year in 2024. So a very varied role. I answer all of our inquiries via the website.
Wow.
And I'm just a point of contact for people that
want
to.
Do you love it?
Absolutely love it. It's extremely important. And we get to hear a lot of stories, of course, and personal experiences from all New Zealanders that have been harmed or their lives have been irrevocably changed through the COVID vaccination and the mandates. So
it
it
must be heartbreaking, that part of it.
It is. It really is. Yes, the stories stay with you forever, and we're in a very privileged position to hear a lot of these intimate details that have happened in people's lives. Hence why we're very passionate about what we do and work tirelessly to get the word out and spread the message, have our voices heard, and not be silenced.
I have met and spent time with Dr. Alison Goodwin and interviewed her. Magnificent woman.
Absolutely.
I mean, these people, they bring tears to your eyes, what they've done and what they've been through and how they've stood firm. And I was so pleased that out of the blue yesterday, Dr. Matt Shelton rang, and I was able to have a great personal, I said, have you got time to talk? And he said he did. And I just wanted to thank him and tell him what he meant to me and how I had a coloured view of him right back at the start when he first popped up on the media, because you're affected by news headlines.
Sure.
He is an amazing man.
He sure is.
And to think that we have these absolute heroes walking amongst us.
Yeah.
And, of course, it says so much about the rest of us that we're not, right? Man, they are something. And you're truly blessed. And I wondered if at the end of the lockdowns and COVID, I figured this was just a start. Mm-hmm. There's more stuff coming down, not necessarily pandemics, but this isn't over. And I was worried that New Zealand doctors speaking out on science would just fall away, Voices for Freedom would fall away, and it's so great that they haven't.
Yeah. Well, that's right. If anything, our resolve is stronger than ever, and we absolutely have such gratitude for all of our supporters because really they're the wave that carry us along in our work, and our supporter base has increased incredibly over the years. Certainly as more people wake up to what has happened and they reflect back over the COVID years and they do recognise the harms that have crept into our lives, and some it's been incredibly confronting. So if anything, yep, it's not lights out for NZD. So we are here for the long run.
Tell me about you first. You said you're a lymphatic drainage something or other. What is correct. That?
Well, that works on the lymphatic system, which carries lymph fluid through our body. So the lymphatic system carries all the wastes and toxins, proteins, cell debris, all of those things that can't be processed in the other systems of the body. So it goes via lymph vessels and your lymph nodes. So lymph nodes, the typical person has between 500 and 700 lymph nodes in their body.
Oh, really? I only thought you had a couple.
Some can be as small as the head of a pin or as, you know, as sizable as a small olive. So,
wow.
So you have a whole network in your body, and that is your detoxification system, and it's tied hand in hand with your immune system as well. So, incredible.
But why would
system.
You want to drain it?
Because people that have, edema and fluid issues, fluid builds up in the limbs. Say someone had a knee replacement and they have fluid in the lower leg extremities. You need to drain that because you don't want to have excess fluid. And that's what the lymphatic system does. And you drain it up to the main lymphatic duct, which is up here in the chest cavity.
I never knew all that. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. And then at the time of the madness, you weren't working as that. You were working as, was it a day, managing the day stays?
Yes, correct.
In a hospital?
Yes, correct.
Now,
yeah,
I'm fascinated by these stories. Mandates come along.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a jab or you're going to lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't take it.
No.
But you had all these doctors around you. You're in the health system.
Yeah.
They're all the experts. They're emphatic that this is safe and effective.
And they couldn't line up fast enough to get it either. They honestly wanted to be the first off the block to get it. and they couldn't understand. They couldn't understand why others were holding back. It's like, you still haven't had it?
And they're telling you, essentially, that you're a selfish person who's going to kill.
Absolutely.
You're going to kill Nana.
Yep. You're just not a team player.
So why do you think, and why did you, first of all, doubt the vaccine, so-called vaccine? What was it when you're in the system that was so all for it?
Yeah.
Why did you question it?
Well, I had been doing my own research and it wasn't via the 6 o'clock news either. Let's just say that. Mm. And, when the government really has a heavy hand in our health decisions and is in the consulting room between the doctor and the patient, it certainly raises alarm bells. And I think it was all of the gimmicky marketing that was going on that was so distasteful. But also, I have a very strong awareness of my own body, and for a novel experimental vaccine, I'm happy to sit back and be that person in the back row and see how this plays out. Yeah.
But I can't understand why some of us were like that.
Yeah.
Surrounded by others that weren't.
Yeah, well, like, maybe just that anti-establishment streak.
I think it
through.
Is. Yeah. If you tell me I can't sit down, I'm going to sit down. Right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just, that's part of my anti-authoritarianism just comes through. Yeah. And as soon as I was weary because I knew it was experimental, when they explained to me that it's going to go into your cell, I thought, you've got to be joking.
Yeah.
And then when they made it a mandate, you just say, I'm out of here. This is insane.
Totally.
But then you had the social opprobrium of your friends and colleagues. How did you were prepared to take that
Well, there are a lot of secret conversations in corridors, a lot of whispering, and soon the defences were up and the sidelines were drawn. Let's put it that way.
The lines, who was on whose side.
Totally, yeah. I mean, it was really unbelievable. It was probably one of the biggest personal dilemmas people went through.
Yes, of course.
You know, really assess, not for me, but some of my friends that were, you know, had mortgages, just bought a new home.
Yes.
You know, this is their whole livelihood at stake.
And but their kids.
Look, absolutely, yeah. You know, to be told you will lose your job unless you have this jab.
It's hard not to swear.
Yeah, well, that's right. It is. But, you know,
but you walked away.
Now, absolutely, I walked away. And, you know, reflecting back now, the individuals that I do know that walked away, they're in a good place. And sometimes one door closes and another opens, and you've got to trust that you're being taken care of. And if you're authentically being yourself and you truly believe in your absolute fiber that what you're doing serves you as an individual, you can't go wrong.
Tucker Carlson says that not taking the jab was the greatest decision of his life.
Yeah, it is.
And I feel the same. And I didn't have to suffer particularly. And I didn't lose my job. And not going out to a restaurant was a blessing to me. And I didn't have anything high profile. But I still think going through those COVID years was the toughest thing I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
I'm still nowhere near over it. It was like my World War II.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but love for those that took the jab.
Yeah.
And here you are, not being a smart, I was going to say a bad word, but not being a smart person, smart aleck, that's a good way of putting it, a smart aleck. With those who took the jab and are now sick, you're actually providing a service to help them.
Absolutely.
Which is the most wonderful thing ever.
Yeah. We understand the power of that propaganda wheel that was done. You know, it was 24/7 and you could not avoid it. It was everywhere you turned. They wanted to get you over the line. So, look, we really feel for people out there. There's a lot of people that wish perhaps they hadn't. But look, we're where we're at, and we're certainly standing alongside everybody.
Love it. I love it. And that's what RCR has to do. And I've got to keep reminding myself as I glory in the fact that Trump won, not because of him, but what it means.
That's right.
I got to recognise that a lot of people don't support him and reach out to them. Now tell me, are people still coming to you?
Absolutely. So we rebranded our health clinic. It's now the New Zealand Doctors Holistic Health Collective. And we have a very busy and active clinic. We've got a dedicated website for that now. You can see the clinic button on our website. And you can see our doctors for general practice services as well as functional medicine as well. So that's open 9 till 3 every day. And if you're fortunate enough to live in an area where one of those doctors on the clinic works, you can see some of them face-to-face. So,
and is that funded?
No, it is not funded through the government, no.
So I can go to my local doctor here and get the health subsidy.
Yeah.
But if I go to a good doctor, I have to pay.
Yeah, you might pay a little bit more, that's right.
Yeah.
But you've got doctors that actually really care about you.
I understand. I haven't been to a doctor since COVID.
Yeah.
haven't needed to, but I have no interest.
No. And I think that's one of the main fallouts as well from the COVID years is
people I'd get
a distrust.
I think I'd get my 15 minutes with the doctor and I'd just spend the 15 minutes telling them what I thought. How could you let the government come between me and you?
Yeah.
How could you do that? I wouldn't start because I'm too polite, but it'd be the whole time that would be in my head.
Yeah.
I can't trust you.
No, too. We have a lot of intel from doctors that are still working in the system. And, you know, they do give us snippets that they understand what's going on now. And a lot of them have woken up. And we've had some new doctors just join our ranks after the conferences, which has been great.
Oh, that's great.
So there's still professional members joining us all the time. And, you know, we just wish there were more because they are very obviously seeing what they're seeing out there.
Are you still getting people approaching you first time saying, I'm not well, I think it was the jab?
Yes, yeah, definitely, often. And through the website, people send a lot of inquiries just starting to understand perhaps that their ill health, their recurring illnesses are linked back to when they had the vaccinations.
I don't know if you could assess this, but do you get the sense that sickness post the vaccine, the post the jab, are now over? So if I got the jab and I haven't noticed anything deleterious in my health, that I'm okay, or could something pop up?
Well, we don't know what's going on a cellular level, do we? And that they're the building blocks of us. So, you know, until something really is obvious, people may not be able to put their finger on things. And yeah, let's face it, Kiwis are dying in record numbers now. The damaged and the dying all around us. The red flags were there right from the start too, of course, but the government injection went ahead despite those red flags, and we're seeing the fallout from that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that is why Red Remembrance Day, Red Remembrance Day was born out of that.
Tell me, I'm sad to say I knew nothing of it. So tell me all about what this is, its history and what it is.
So Red Remembrance Day was held on the 15th of November to remember the day that the government brought in the no jab, no job mandates. So this is the third year that we are standing for Red Remembrance Day. However, we are holding it on Saturday the 16th of November this year. Okay, so that was when our lives irretrievably changed. You know, lives were lost, livelihoods were lost, relationships were broken. The fallout has been absolutely huge.
Horrific.
And this day we stand and we remember the stories and the voices of those people, because we can never let this happen again. And by standing and actually remembering what the government, and we do need to hand that firmly back, the responsibility back to the government, because it was a government injection and it was the government mandates. So that is when we stand, and we've got great speakers. We call upon the vaccine injured to share these stories. And it's about the mandated also whose lives were damaged. I mean, let's actually face it. Everyone's a victim of the vaccine.
Yes.
Everybody is a victim.
Yes.
You know, whether you were hurt or not, psychologically, I think everyone's been damaged by it. Yes.
And these events are around New Zealand?
Yes, last year we stood in 17 centres around New Zealand. This year we have Auckland at Aotea Square. I believe Tanya Ankovic will be speaking there. We have NZD SOS members. We'll be in Hamilton, Te Awa Mutu, Tauranga, Mount Maunganui, Levin, Wellington is a good stronghold. We've got Matt there and the crew. They'll be there. In the South Island, we have Blenheim, Nelson, Golden Bay. We'll have Hokitika. Christchurch is a good stronghold at the Bridge of Remembrance there. So all of the locations will be posted on our website, and it is 12 noon on Saturday the 16th of November, except for Auckland. That is at 2:30 because Brian Tamaki has an event and there was a clash in time. So, yeah, Brian Tamaki's got something going on there, and we've just pushed ours out a little bit.
And you wear red.
Yeah, you can wear red, although some people have complained we did look like Labour Party delegates. So, and that was a little bit confronting for them. So you could wear a little splash of red just so we can identify you. But, yeah, it's really important we stand and we show our resilience, our strength and our unity. I mean, even as they tried to make our lives as unlivable as possible, we are still here. And the tide is turning. The tide really is turning. There's been quite a few significant cracks appearing, as you're probably aware. Definitely things have heated up the last couple of months. So the question is, you know, to all of the government officials, the MPs, the health regulators, do they want to remain part of this infrastructure that is harming people, and they could be accused of complying with murder or homicide?
It's not hyperbolic, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually real. And that could sound a little far out, but it's not, because we are very aware of the record numbers of dying and damaged in our country. And this is consistent with overseas data as well.
Red Remembrance Day, I'm reading from your webpage, this is so beautiful, is rooted in a period of immense challenge. On the 15th of November, 2021, New Zealand's vaccine mandates marked a pivotal moment in our history, compelling many to comply under duress.
Yes.
1 year later, Remembrance Day was born to mark this anniversary. The colour red was deliberately chosen, symbolising the blood ties severed, the injury sustained, and the urgent call to stop and reflect. Red signifies both the emergency we faced and the love and resilience that bind us together, urging us to heal and move forward. In 2023, the red rose was added as a symbol for Red Remembrance Day.
Mm.
Wow. This day transcends being a mere date. It is a movement to raise awareness about vaccine injuries and the critical importance of informed consent. It is an occasion to reflect on those who have suffered, share stories of resilience, and ignite a nationwide dialogue on those pressing issues. The New Zealand Doctor Speaking Out with Science continues to play a vital role in advocating for patients' rights and ethical medical practices.
Absolutely.
Well, that's how wonderful that. And I look at the pictures from last year, and you have those wonderful placards. Well, wonderful is the wrong word.
Yeah. And we will have all of Linda Wharton's signs will be in Auckland. She was in our Northland event last year. So, you know, there are many groups now around New Zealand, as we saw at our conference, all the groups that came together. And we're all working tirelessly to break this culture of silence and fear. So we do say it's a movement, but we're working tirelessly to try and break the silence and the fear surrounding discussing you know, the vaccines, the injuries, the harms, the deaths.
Oh, I've just got a wonderful text I have to read you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rodney. Anna Petley is a wonderful person. So caring and helpful. Nothing is too much trouble for this amazing woman. She went out of her... I'm tearing up. She went out of her way in answering my email and even contacted me by phone to answer my queries and then invited me to a Zoom with David, I can't pronounce his name,
Chalambalos.
Yeah. I really appreciate.
Oh, goodness, that's...
Thank you for interviewing her. By the way, Rodney, your interviewing skills are going from strength to strength. Oh, wow.
Wow.
You only have to, in your life, help one person and elicit that response to make it worthwhile. And you're doing it. You're doing it over and over.
Wow, our team are incredible. You know, these individuals have lost so much, but they've also gained a lot through this work. And I don't think anyone would alter their path at this point. You know, our learning, our growth, the love and the belief is just incredible. And, you know, it's just imperative that we continue on to expose what has happened. You know, a medical product, a medical product for which there is no enforceable liability exists. You know, we know Pfizer has no liability. We all risks are pushed onto the recipients, meaning the everyday Kiwis, you know, everyday New Zealanders and Kiwis. The risk is totally pushed onto them. And all the profits obviously go to Pfizer. This isn't a medical product at all.
No.
It's dangerous.
The problem is to accept it. Your head has to explode.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to allow, imagine it, you have to allow that the government lied.
Yes.
That the government used the power of the state to not improve our health but to make us sick and sometimes die.
Yeah.
That the having bought this upon us, the government refused to accept it, and that you not only compromised your own health but that of your children by getting them jabbed.
Yeah.
It's a big hole to fall down. That great joke of Joe Rogan, he said he thought vaccines were the greatest invention of modern man, and he said then COVID come along and now I'm not even certain we landed on the moon. Because once you accept the enormity, it's very hard to do. I mean, I despise government. I thought government was a mess, but I still can't get over that this was done.
I know. It's a shocker.
Take the jab.
It's an incredible reality check.
Take the jab or lose your job done to you, and you had to lose your job. And then these, I'm not going to swear, dirty, filthy people, Chris Hipkin says, oh, no one was forced to take the jab.
Oh, that line is, oh, I'm breaking out in sweat as you say that line. Sorry, Rodney. That's
how could you say that?
Oh, poor, yeah. That's why we need to keep the pressure on the government. Yes. They need to face the hard facts.
I had a funny one with like the local council CEO. I was getting into a debate with him via email. And he would just say, take the jab. Just take the jab and it all goes away. It's like he couldn't understand that it was like a 1 second thing. It was like blowing your nose. Just take the jab. You know, it's like, why don't you blow your nose? Just it'll fix it. It'll go away. All these problems will go away. Just take the jab. I'm not being difficult. Yeah. You just got to take the jab. And you're thinking, I'm not putting that shit in my body. Tell me, what about people that obviously if you're in these regions, you must go. Because this is the critical thing, the numbers and the movement and the contacts that are made. We've got to be contacting each other. We've got to be staying in touch.
We need to be seen as well.
It's really important. Very, very important. If you're in any of these regions, Auckland, Dunedin, Christchurch, Mount Maunganui, Te Awa, Mutu, Wellington, Blenheim, Lyvyn, Nelson, Golden Bay, that you go along.
Yeah.
And the reason it's important is you'll have a great day meeting like minds and sharing stories and doing something so it never happens again.
Correct.
Very important. Also, though, what happens to someone like me who's not going to drive to Dunedin because it's too far, or Christchurch because it's even further? Is there some way I can participate?
Yes, you can start your own Red Remembrance Day in your area.
There you go.
Allow independence. We welcome independence during your own event. But I'm bringing new locations on the map all the time. So I'm going to add in Hamilton, Hokitika, and probably New Plymouth today. We did have Timaru last year. We've got a good group there as well. So, yeah, watch this space, new locations.
So I could email you at New Zealand Doctor Speaking Out of Science and say, look, there's two of us and we would be happy to have a meeting here in Winton.
Yes.
Right? And you'd say, oh, go for it.
Absolutely we would. And you could take a photo of yourself meeting and discussing and send it to us and we'll put it on our website. Yep, definitely.
Perfect. I love it. So, Anna,
yes,
people can contact you on the New Zealand Doctors Speaking Out. Is it with science or on science? I never know.
With science.
New Zealand Doctors Speaking Out. They can contact you and you could be in the littlest little town and there's one other person and you could stand there and have a moment's silence, just like we do for the fallen.
Absolutely. Every person counts, and energetically, people standing, we're all a part of the ripple. And as I say, the tide is turning. So, yeah, if you feel you want to join us on the day, please make contact and I can send you a poster. We can get your location on our website.
One final thing.
Yep.
Are you filled with hope with the elevation of RFK Jr.?
I'm filled with hope. I definitely am. I woke up feeling extremely good today. The ramifications for us in New Zealand, we like to think it's going to be quite significant, even in regard to perhaps fluoride, they indicated. So let's watch this space. But it's
Have you read the Fauci book?
I haven't read it thoroughly, no.
Because I had rather a dark view of Kennedy.
Yeah.
Because I always felt those boys were up to no good.
Mm.
And I had a negative view of their behaviours. And he was on the environmental thing and all the rest of it. And I couldn't connect because what was the one that had that car crash, Mary Kopechek died, Ted Kennedy? And it was so awful that he let her drown and that they're womanizing, it just made me ill.
Yes.
Anyway, I read his book and I'm not in a position to judge its merit, but it seemed to me to be well referenced and footnoted, and I thought if he's making these strong accusations, if they're wrong, he would be sued to hell and back. And I realized that he was an extremely dedicated and serious man about this.
Very much so.
And when he stood, because just to have a political leader speaking out on the stuff. And then he was not just talking about pharma, but the food. And I thought, this is so wonderful. But the poor guy, the Democrats are going to kill him. Then he went as an independent. He's never going to make it as an independent. And then Trump, and he had this historic coming together, which was just impossible to imagine. And now he's in a position of power.
Yeah, it's a real win for the free world. Trump said last night in his sort of victory speech, even though he wasn't quite over the line at the point, you know, he mentioned, you know, RFK Kennedy and just said that, you know, I said to Bobby, you know, he can take care of all the health things, but, you know, leave the oil alone.
Leave the
oil. You can do your health thing. So let's watch this health thing that he's going to do.
I was surprised to learn, just to add to that, listening to Casey and Kelly Means, who you no doubt have heard of.
Yes.
And they basically introduced the two together and got them alongside. And they said that Donald, it wasn't like a political thing, because that's what you assume, right? That Donald Trump says, oh, if I get RFK Jr., I'll get a few more votes. I'll cut a deal with him. They spent a lot of time together. And they said, Trump listened.
Yeah.
And Trump has learned how corrupt DC is.
Yeah.
And he listened about how corrupt pharma and the food business is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give him a free hand.
Yeah.
Anna Petley, Red Remembrance Day. I love it. If there's anyone in the Queenstown area who's keen to have a Red Remembrance Day, let's do it. There you go.
Brilliant. Thank you, Rodney. That's exceptional. We look forward to connecting with all our fellow Kiwis on the 16th of November.
Thank you so much for doing what you do. And down here on Monday, we've got the roadshow.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. Matt Shelton's going to be speaking. Mary Hobbs is going to be speaking. And, of course, the roadshows throughout New Zealand. You've got to get along to that. Yes. So thank you for organising that too, Anna.
Our members are a part of the roadshow. We weren't organising the roadshow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
We're partners in it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I apologise. Okay, keep up. Take care, Anna. You're the best.
Thank you, Rodney. You're the best too.
Oh, my goodness me. What a lovely, lovely, lovely lady. What an organisation. What doctors. And how indeed we have been all brought together through that trial and through that challenge, and we can connect so deeply. And I'd love to go to a Red Remembrance Day in Central Otago somewhere. I would absolutely love it, because I love the people that you meet. You take care, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you so much, Rodney. Bye-bye for now.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.